We have some sad news in the legal community this morning. State Appeals Court Judge Sheila Abdusalam has died. Her body was found in the Hudson River yesterday near West 132nd Street. Police say there were no signs of trauma or injuries indicating foul play, but that investigation is ongoing. Judge Abdusalam was the first African-American woman to serve on the state's highest court and the first female Muslim judge in the country. Former New York State Chief Judge Jonathan Lippman swore in Abdusalam back in 2013 and served with her on the bench, and he joins us this morning. Judge, good morning, and our condolences to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
So tell us, what kind of legal mind did she have? What was important to her on the and the court?
Well, you know, she started in legal services, as a legal services attorney, so she was very conscious of, you know, people getting their day in court and everyone being heard, and it not be a case of the amount of money in your pocket, but rather the, you know, your legal argument and justice. So I think she was a superb legal mind who also had a sense of empathy for the average person who comes into court seeking justice.
Yeah, talk about her contributions to the court. Are there any cases that stand out to you?
Well, I think she was, I wouldn't say any one particular case. In general, she just had a very strong knowledge of criminal law, and then again, had a background originally as a legal services lawyer. So I'd say she was strong in every part of the law. She was a someone who didn't wear her intelligence and her legal knowledge on her sleeve. She had a very lovely, genteel way about her, and yet very sharp and quick legal mind. And I think she was one of the really just absolutely stellar judges of the court, the first African-American woman to serve on the high court, respected and loved by her colleagues, and treated everyone with great dignity and respect.
Yeah, what will you remember about her? Is there a specific story or moment that sticks out in your mind?
Well, I guess what I remember most about her is that, you know, the court eats dinner every night together when we're in session up in Albany. And what I remember are those days and that lovely personality, so smart and so intelligent, yet so gentle and kind, and just the kind of person who you'd like to spend an hour with whenever you had the chance. So I guess it's a humanity that rings out to me, and that I will, you know, always keep in my mind and my heart.
And Judge, just finally, what legacy will Judge Abdusalam leave behind?
She leaves a legacy as a role model for not only for all lawyers and all women lawyers, but in particular for African American female lawyers who see here a person who went up through the judicial ladder but did it her way, again with great intellect, great strength of purpose, but also with great humanity and kindness. So I think she's a role model as to how to be a judge, how to be a humane and kind judge who yet very, very deep knowledge of the law and its consequences for average human beings.
Okay, Jonathan Lippman, former Chief Judge of the New York Court of Appeals, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure, Richard.